This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. Welcome to the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And to start things out here, we've got, I don't know if I want to call it good news or bad news. I think it'd be best to just call it an update on Cody Wilson. We found out about this today. We were at the crypto meetup that we had here this afternoon that actually all three of us attended, went to a local food truck that accepts cryptocurrency, and it was delicious, of course, but one of the topics of conversation was the latest on Cody Wilson, I guess. Chris, you and Bob had come across the story earlier today. I happen to have pulled up a version of it here, courtesy of the Austin Statesman. So Austin, Texas is where Cody was based out of. Now, before we get into the update, let's get some backstory here. Do either of you want to try to recount, just from memory, what it was that happened to Cody Wilson and who he was? Like, what, you know, why was he noteworthy?
I have no idea.
You don't know Cody Wilson?
Defense Distributed?
I don't. Oh, Defense Distributed. Okay, yeah.
Have you met the guy before? He's come up to, I think, a Porcupine Freedom Festival or two. Or no, he went to Liberty Forum. He spoke at Liberty Forum before.
I don't remember meeting him, but that's not really a good proxy for whether or not I've actually met him.
He was a keynote. He was the keynote. I believe he was a keynote speaker one year at the Liberty Forum. Liberty Forum is the yearly wintertime convention that's thrown by the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. And I think within the last 3 or 4 years, he was one of the keynote speeches there because Cody Wilson was the creator of Defense Distributed and CEO, I believe, of Defense Distributed, which is the company that is famous or infamous, depending on who you ask, for coming out with the very first ever plans for a 3D printable gun.
Was it the first ever plans or the first ever, like, majorly marketed kind of plans?
I understand it, the Liberator was the very first 3D printable gun. I don't, I mean, if somebody wants to...
A functional gun, maybe?
Well, it functioned once. It was designed to be fired only one time. If you could get more than one shot out of it, you better be pulling the trigger with like some remote trigger pull because the thing will likely explode on you.
That's right.
As I understand,
the original.
It's basically a plastic gun I think one screw. So you had to like buy one screw at the hardware store, and the rest of it you could just print out basically. Mm-hmm. So that was what Distributed did.
Did the screw serve as a firing pin? Is that what they needed?
Maybe.
Because I would imagine that it would require a firing, some sort of pin. I don't see plastic setting off a bullet. So I love the name of that because the original Liberator, I don't know if you guys...
Yeah, go ahead, tell the story.
Oh, okay. Well, the original Liberator, when France was occupied by the Germans, of course, the Germans didn't let the French keep and bear arms. So the United States government went to this lamp manufacturer and had him stamp 45 caliber handguns out of sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these were things, I think you literally unscrewed the back of the barrel to put one shot in.
One bullet, yeah, that's
and,
all you got.
And then you screwed it back in or something.
Better not miss.
The whole idea of the thing was you sneak up behind a Nazi, you cack him in the, or a Soviet, you cack him in the back of
take
the head,
gun.
And you take his rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're literally designed for one use.
Didn't they airdrop him in? into France?
Yeah, they airdropped shit crates of them.
Right.
They cost about, I think it was under $3 each in the 1940s.
Wow. And they were notoriously unreliable, as I understand it.
See, I thought they were... I don't know the story on that. Okay. I thought they were good at getting off one shot. They were just an extraordinarily limited weapon.
Yeah, and this one is basically the same story. The 3D printed gun, the Liberator, was also supposedly good for one shot. And then after that, you probably don't want to try for a second.
Well, I mean, the truth be told, I'd probably hesitate pretty hard before I fired a 3D printed gun once.
Right.
It's gotten a lot better.
Unless and until people have gone, if and when they actually get used by a resistance movement, that's when the technology will really take off, and we'll find out what the problems are with it, I think.
Well, you know, it's a real interesting question because you don't really need to 3D print a gun. You can. There's other equipment, and people have been doing it for a long time already. So I don't necessarily know that that's how you would want to do it in a revolution anyway. Like,
No, I think zip guns would probably be more effective. And a zip gun is just gun you make out of stuff you can buy at a hardware store.
Yeah.
So, Cody, also part of Defense Distributed, so they kind of made their name with the first 3D printable gun, and then they came out with the Ghost Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Ghost Gunner, as I understand it, I've seen the manufacturing facility for these things. We went down there when Mark and I went to
Austin.
Oh, you
toured it, right?
Yeah, we went a couple of years ago, and we toured their manufacturing facility, where they are making basically a... It's not a 3D printer, I don't think. It's like
it's a milling machine, I think, CNC or milling machine,
whatever, that can actually build a gun from parts, essentially, from not quite scratch, but like you have to put a 80% lower in there, I think, and then you can just, it somehow puts the thing together. I don't know what all you need to load in there or how that works. I haven't ever really looked deeply into it, but basically the idea is this machine will allow you to print or to create guns that are ghost guns, meaning that there is no serial number associated with the guns that you print. Now, it's apparently highly illegal, and I'm not an attorney, but this is what I've been told, apparently highly illegal to sell anything you make in the Ghost Gunner. But if you are simply
unless you're licensed.
I don't think it would be legal in that case either because they're not serial numbered.
I understand, you cannot sell
a non-serial
number. But you could
serial
number them and then be licensed.
I don't know how that process works. Presumably,
but it would be kind of funny to serial number a plastic gun, though.
No, these aren't plastic.
Not the plastic. Yeah,
the Ghost Gunner is a metal milling unit.
Okay, those ones.
I think you can make these 3D printed guns legal, but they're not legal without some sort of metal piece down the center or something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Maybe. I'm not an expert about
it. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, don't take legal advice. We're not attorneys.
Lawyer.
Your mileage may vary by state, and federal laws are all different.
My legal advice is they'll probably arrest you if they can, even if you haven't broken any of their laws.
Well, in the case of Cody Wilson, they definitely arrested him. It was actually about a year ago now that he got arrested in Austin for the non-crime of having consensual sex with a young lady who turned out to be 16 years old. And unfortunately in Texas, if you are under the age of 17, that's a felony. Whether they actually...
You think that was a honeypot?
It just seems too hard to believe that it was not.
Well, it seems like it could have very well have been one of those where, you know, the whole thing was a setup from the very beginning. However, are they allowed to do that? So, like, there's a few different reasons why I don't think it was, just based on the base. We don't have a whole lot of info,
right?
Reason number one was that the teenage girl, he met her on a site, I think it was called SugarDaddyMeet.com.
Yeah.
And so she, committed fraud in order to create the profile on that site where she had to claim she was 18 years old to even register for the site. He met with this young lady. They had some sort of intercourse and whatever else they did. He then dropped her off at a burger shop and they went their separate ways. The police didn't find out until this young lady went to her therapist and told her therapist about what happened, and then apparently the therapist went to the police. So, we got more on the way here. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life instead of being locked into certain relationship or marriage models that don't make you happy? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? You can do both. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up a lot you want right here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're talking about the unfortunate case of Cody Wilson, the founder and the one-time CEO of Defense Distributed, a company that continues, by the way. They didn't, thank goodness, they didn't close the doors on his operation when all this went down, where he was arrested about a year ago for ostensibly having sexual intercourse with a 16-year-old female in a hotel in the Austin area. They didn't close Defense Distributed. He stepped down as the CEO, and or the board asked him to step down or whatever happened. And they appointed another one of their board members to that position, and they went straight ahead. Now they've got a female, actually, who is in charge of Defense Distributed. I think her name is Paloma, if I recall correctly, but it's been a while. Like this British girl who had actually apparently never even fired a gun in her life before she got involved with this organization. She's got kind of an interesting story. So it's good to know that Defense Distributed continues. They continue, presumably, to be manufacturing the Ghost Gunner. So they weren't able to stop Defense Distributed by targeting Cody Wilson. That's important.
Did they ever actually manufacture the Ghost Gunner? I thought they were only selling machines to make it.
That's what the Ghost Gunner is. The Ghost Gunner is the machine.
Oh, right. That's the machine. Never mind.
Ghost guns. It makes ghost guns, for listeners just tuning in, which is an untraceable form of a gun.
Right,
a gun
right.
That you start with, I think they call it an 80% lower, which those don't have to have serial numbers because they're not a gun. It's just a piece of metal that you use for, you know, sort of the bottom portion of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does whatever machining that it needs to do to create the parts or somehow assemble them. I'm not sure all of the work that the Ghost Gunner does, but it does the bulk of the work, as I understand it, to build guns. And it can build, you know, different types of guns, not just handguns, but in their factory they had, you know, kind of M14 looking rifles that they, you know, were fully functional and metal and, you know, real guns.
Yeah. My understanding was always that, and I know you guys saw it, and I've never seen it, and I don't know enough about guns or making guns.
Yeah,
but
me neither.
My understanding was that this is basically just some sort of milling machine, and it sounds like, oh my God, there's this, you know, company making these guns or these devices that can make guns, but reality is it's really just a milling machine, and it's being advertised to make guns, which is what makes it controversial.
With plans that you can, you know, load into it to make guns.
Yeah, but
yeah,
the purpose,
I mean, if you
of it,
gave
but,
me a milling machine and asked me to make a gun, I'd have no idea how to do that. But
right.
I suspect that if you read the the documentation that comes with this particular milling machine, you're going to find that...
Do you guys know it actually comes with that document specifically for guns, or is it just general?
No.
Because I don't
know if it's as simple as, like, loading up the plans for an M14 and pressing a button, or what. But I have no idea.
My understanding of this situation was something along the lines of they release plans on the internet, but I don't necessarily know that they actually release, you know, or give you plans with the machine because there's, like, liability issues there.
Yeah, you might be right about that. You might have to get the machine and then
it's more of a marketing tactic than anything else, and a political move.
The Ghost Gunner 2 is going to run you about $2,000. Sold with the cut codes to complete selected 80% lowers and frames, such as the AR-15, AR-308, and the M1911. The Ghost Gunner, this is from ghostgunner.net, their website, the Ghost Gunner 2 takes its name from its second-generation custom motion control board, which allows it to operate as a standard CNC machine. GG2 accepts G-codes from most CAM post-processors. CAM is like a design program, right?
Yes, computer-aided manufacturing, and CAD is computer-aided design.
To use the Ghost Gunner 2, you only need to provide the desired frame / lower, so that's that 80% lower part we were talking about, and the corresponding jig set, which is sold separately, and any computer or laptop with a Windows or Mac. For more information, check out the product details in a lower guide below. So basically, plug and play. Load up the right part, the lower in there, and then let this thing go to work.
I wonder if they'd let me port that thing to Linux. It shouldn't have to run on Windows. That's
or Mac.
It could probably already run it under 1 or something like that.
Yeah, good.
I can't imagine it's a very complicated program.
So it's an amazing product, and you can see why Cody and Cody was targeted. I mean, his product here is a major threat to this so-called security state or the police state or whatever. It allows the average person to become a manufacturer of guns.
So I understand that he is doing something maybe that might be a little bit different, but I do have to say there's definitely been plans for a long time on the internet you could download before
to make your own gun.
But again,
you would have to know how to like use a CNC machine, and this does not require the same knowledge.
How to program
does it,
what
actually,
to program
because
it with,
I was not under
start.
The impression that it was supposed to make it like, easier necessarily than the CNC machine. And like I said, I could be wrong because like I read a lot about it.
The whole point
of
it is to make it easy.
Okay.
Yeah. You put in the lower portion, mm-hmm. you load the program, you load the corresponding jig set, and you get yourself a gun.
Okay.
Yeah. That's basically simple. It's got the software pre-installed.
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, the software to do these particular jobs.
They'll even sell you the lowers. So they've got the 80% lowers here. You get an AR-15 80% lower for $67. And then jig sets. I'm not sure where those are here. I think it's the starter kit. But anyway, you can check it out over at ghostgunner.net.
I would love to have somebody on who actually knew more about this.
Somebody who's done well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So like I don't even know. Somebody who's more knowledgeable about this, actually manufacturing. And I know we have people in our community here mm-hmm. in Keene that would know this, but they're unfortunately not on the show right now.
Comment.
He used to be a gunsmith up in Grafton, but I don't think he's around anymore. But he handcrafted his own 45s.
Yeah, I just know, I've heard from people who are familiar with making these guns, comments that I've heard suggest that this is not something that's, really all that new. It's more of a marketing thing. That's why I'm, and I realize that they're definitely marketing that aspect of it on their site that you're looking at. It seems like it may be a bit of an exaggeration to be like, this is going to take down the state. Because you can already do this, basically.
Well,
you could not do what the Ghost Gunner did unless you were a professional, with running these.
See, that contradicts what I've been told or my understanding from people who've done
I toured
this,
the factory,
but,
so.
Okay,
right.
The increase in ease
How much easier
of
is it
installing
really
Linux
it?
Has definitely increased the adoption of Linux. Every time you make things easier, if you make people a kit,
okay.
then you're lowering the bar.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it has made it a lot easier. I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood what I've heard from other people who are more knowledgeable about it. But I was always under the impression that it was more combining the different pieces together in one place, which certainly makes it easier because now you don't have to search them out. But I don't know. It just wasn't.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and if you've got experience with the Ghost Gunner, you're welcome to join us here. We'll get into what's happened to Cody Wilson, the person who founded this company. And why he ended up taking a plea deal in court this week. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking at the White House, President Trump says enough is enough regarding China. You know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing. It's working out very well, as you know.
The president did express optimism when asked about if a deal would be reached with China soon. The search continues for escaped Kentucky fugitive Curtis Watson. Speaking with reporters on Friday, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Public Information Officer Kelly McAllister says there have been no credible sightings of Watson and urged the public to call with any tips.
We just want folks to stay aware. There is a very large reward being offered, $52,500. We want to give that money to somebody. We want a tip that brings this man to justice.
Watson allegedly killed a corrections administrator and is considered extremely dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm, so jump on over there. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And also, liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can put your voluntarist ideas into action by sharing what you do with the Liberty community at liberty.menu. Maybe you've got a business or an event that you want to promote, or perhaps digital content that you're the creator of. You can have a listing for all of those things, and you can have more than one, and they're all free. Unless you want to upgrade, you can do that. There's some upgrade options. But it's free to start over at liberty.menu. Get over there, and you can put your things that you do online so other people can find you. That's liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL on your user profile, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. All right, since the three of us are pretty, I mean, even though I've toured the factory, I am not a machinist. I don't really know, you know, what I'm looking at. I'm like, ooh, there's some guns, and that gun was made partially by that machine over there. Well, okay, so one of the things I wasn't clear about was, yep, you know, whether the ghost gunner will actually assemble the gun. It does not do that.
Yeah, I didn't think it did either.
It just does the machining of the lower receiver, as they call it. So if that you can sell these receivers without any kind of tracing, as I understand it. There's no serial numbers associated with them if they are unmilled. But once it goes through the milling process, then it becomes a much more restricted item, if I correct.
Yeah, it's just a hunk of metal until you mill it.
Right.
And then it's, you know, a part of whatever it is you're building.
Isn't it just the hole? Like there's one single hole that has to be drilled or something?
Let me get into a review here. This is from Ammoland.com, and this was written back in 2017. So they're actually reviewing the current product, which is the Ghost Gunner 2. That was the thing that we looked at on the website that was currently priced at $2,000. And when I was in their manufacturing facility, they were backed up with orders. They were backed up like 2 or 3 months with more orders than they could fill quickly. So just to give you kind of an insight into what this product does. It is shipped fully assembled with all tools needed to start finishing 80% lower receivers right down to the wrenches to install the drill and milling bits. It comes very well packaged in a cardboard box surrounded by thick foam. The bottom piece can be used as a chip tray for the aluminum chips that are left over from the milling process. All drivers and software comes on a USB thumb drive. It's easy to install the drivers for the Ghost Gunner 2. And once you do that, then you just run the software. According to the story here, you plug in a USB cable, you run the software, and the product is called DD Cut, so Defense Distributed Cut. That's what runs the Ghost Gunner 2. Says it's intuitive, it's well-designed, not cluttered, and streamlined. All the user has to do is select that they want which one they want to use and then open the project file that they want to build. So if you want to do an AR-15, you open that one up. And then they will give you step-by-step instructions to install the jigs to hold the 80% lower receiver and install the cutting tools into the Ghost Gunner 2. Once the jigs are on the 80% lower receiver, the end user just needs to follow the simple on-screen instructions and insert the lower receiver into the CNC machine. You just install a magnetic chip cover and click OK, and then the Ghost Gunner will mill out the trigger well. So that's probably that hole that you were talking about, Chris, the trigger well.
Yeah.
Once that is milled out, the software then walk the user through unmounting the lower receiver from the Ghost Gunner 2, and then reinstalling the lower receiver back in. The milling tool is uninstalled, and then they install a drill bit to drill holes for the pins and the safety selector. So very minimal human interaction here. Basically, you put the lower receiver in once, take it back out, install a different set of tools in there, and put it back in, and then essentially that's it.
Let me read. And if you ever built something from plans, if you were drilling that out with a hand drill or even with a drill press, there is so much room to screw up that job and make yourself a hunk of expensive paperweight. And so that, just taking the error out of it, I mean, that's why we write computer programs to do things for us.
Right.
So, so I think you guys are basically right. I think there's another aspect to this that probably is also kind of what some people are pointing out. And basically is that you don't actually need to do this. Like those parts that you're basically making, you can just buy them. Like that's not the regulated part, right? That's what they're talking about.
The lower receiver is the regulated part.
Is the regulated part.
It's regulated if it has the proper holes and such in it. Otherwise, it's just a piece
of metal. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. So as long as that hole isn't drilled, it's not regulated.
Correct.
So basically,
and you can't assemble the weapon.
Right, but once you...
That's why it's not regulated. It's not a gun yet.
So what are you trying to get at?
So the point that I'm making is you can already buy these basically almost complete guns on the internet and then drill your hole.
That's the idea. And that's what this device makes.
You can buy your 80%
to drill the hole.
Okay, when they say 80% receiver, somebody went to court over this somewhere in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact case, but the ruling was that it wasn't a gun until it was 81% complete. So you could sell a receiver that was 80% of the work. So what you're saying here is acknowledged when they say 80% lower receiver, because it's one that's 80% done.
Right, you gotta
finish
it.
It has the minimum left to do.
The minimum legal.
Left to do. But doing those things, I don't know how much metal work you've done. It's non-trivial. especially if you're not a professional machinist. And having a machine do it for you, I think, would make a huge difference.
Let me read this quick comment by somebody who's more knowledgeable here.
And where is this coming from?
Of course, any good gunsmith will say, I can do a better job than that. But the point is, the target audience is not gunsmith.
Okay. So, bearingarms.com. So, using nothing more than a $70 to $100 drill press or even a hand drill with jigs, people have been completing perfectly functional AR-15 lower receivers since at least the 1990s.
Of course people have. But those are people who have experience doing this kind of work.
Not just that, but blacksmiths used to make revolvers in the 1850s. Seriously. Well, somebody had to make them.
Well, I mean, let me read another part. It's almost much to do about nothing. For those who have been building AR-15 lowers and parts kits, 8KMs, using far less expensive home shop tools for decades. I'm not saying that's not
for experienced hobbyists. The starter kit seems inadequate.
That doesn't seem to me like he was saying that it's all that complicated. My impression from people is that it's not that hard to do yourself. And
it's not that hard to rebuild your carburetor if you know how.
It's not, and you're not right. We're not talking about a complicated thing. We're talking about drilling holes and milling whatever. But I don't know about you. I have no experience doing anything like that. And there's a certain learning curve where, you better buy a few of these lower receivers because odds are you're going to screw it up. You're going to have to, when you learn a new trade, you make some mistakes, and there's a lot of human error, as nobody was pointing out, that can go into this very precise. If you don't drill the holes in exactly the right place, the gun is not going to go together.
Right? And if you don't do it right and you don't know you didn't do it right, you may well get hurt.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know that much about it.
Let's listen to somebody who knows something about it.
I've worked with machines before. I just haven't worked with those particular, machines to drill holes. So, but I guess
if it were so easy, then they wouldn't have
I don't think that's why they got a backlog of orders. I think they got a backlog of orders because of the publicity, and the political aspect of this, not because of the
It's because it's a product that does.
Also because it's a job that most people would never undertake. Have you ever tried it?
I'm not saying this doesn't have a place in the market or it's not a great product. What I'm saying is I think it's to act as if they outlawed just the ghost gunner, that it would all of a sudden become this complicated thing that nobody could do anymore is absurd.
That.
Well, that's what the argument is from a political side, from the socialist side.
I thought the argument was it's much easier to build a gun with the right tools than with what you can cobble together.
Yeah, the socialists all think that if they outlaw this, ghost gunner thing, that
they can't.
That you wouldn't be able to make these guns anymore.
They can't outlaw the ghost gunner in the same because
they can outlaw alcohol. They can outlaw anything.
It's the CNC machine.
It's one that's specifically designed to make guns and make it easy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. No. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. The chat room is all a flutter about you right now, Chris, on yeah. the Discord server. They're trying to talk sense into you, but then somebody just pointed out that you don't go on Discord, so you can't read what they're saying. But we're going to continue here because I actually found the perfect story. We haven't even really gotten into Cody Wilson and his guilty plea this week. But we'll get to that. I think it's important for us to actually understand what, you know, got him in so much hot water ostensibly in the first place was the creation of this ghost gunner machine.
Reduced margin of error in unskilled hand is what you're getting.
Yeah, and that means that people who have never built a gun before can now build a gun from spare parts.
Any unqualified machinist can now do what any qualified machinist could have done before.
What you've been saying here, Chris, in the last three segments or whatever, is you've been saying, well, there's all these people on the internet who are skilled machinists who say this ghost gunner.
No, I don't think these people are skilled machinists.
Yeah, there are people who have, these are gun people.
They're not necessarily skilled machinists.
The people who are commenting on this are the people who are saying, oh, I've done that.
This sounds to me like these are hobbyists who are
into
making
guns. That's what these people do, dude.
But they're not machinists. They're not necessarily going to work in that profession.
Just because you don't get paid as a professional doesn't mean you don't have, you know, 1,000 hours of experience.
Once you've made a gun, you're a gunsmith.
From your hobby. These gun guys, I mean, if Matt were here, my roommate.
I would love it if Matt were here because I would get a much more, opinion on this.
And he would explain this to you. A lot of these gun guys, that's their hobby, is to do machine work on lower receivers and build guns
from
scratch.
I don't doubt that.
So haven't you ever thrown aside a software project and said, this is too complex?
I think
you find a script that does it for you.
He's trying to ask you a question.
He was asking you.
Yeah, I gotcha. I think a better phrase to phrase this is the computer argument you were making earlier. And I don't think that...
I don't think he made that argument on the air.
I know he didn't, so I'm going to repeat. Okay. So basically your argument was that it's you know, buying a computer preassembled is so much easier than building a computer yourself.
Yeah.
And I think to some degree, you're right. But I wouldn't necessarily say that I couldn't train somebody, you know, in a couple of days at most on how to assemble a computer from scratch. It's not that hard.
It's a lot easier to assemble a computer from scratch than to do professional, accurate milling work. You know, there's plenty of...
Okay, I don't know enough,
with
but,
variable quality,
you know,
tools also.
Right.
I mean, most people, the drill press you've got in your garage, if you have one, is not the same as the drill press in that thing,
you
I would
screw
imagine.
Up the hole, you're done. You've screwed up the whole lower receiver part. You might as well throw it away. Whereas if the computer, you're building a computer, it's like, okay, you didn't, you know, flip this dip switch or whatever, you can flip this other way. You're not going to, there's not as many errors that you can make with building a computer. The chip only goes in one direction, you know, on the board. It's keyed.
Although I put a memory chip in an Apple II backwards one time when I was like 11.
You need to look at the computer gore stuff more.
I'm sure there's some major mistakes out there. But anyway, here's a story that I thought would kind of help because, you know, you're critique for us was, well, Rich and I don't really know exactly what we're talking about because we've never done this before. So,
and that's exactly in the position
right. Well,
that
I
the
think
people who
I
are
feel
buying
like we're
this
all
machine
in the
are
position
in.
Of we don't know what, we don't really know all that much. So it's sort of like I feel like it's sort of a silly argument. We're arguing amongst people who don't know anything about it, and I'm sure people on the internet are all going like, there's probably two different sides. There's people. There's the side that agrees with you who know nothing about it, and then there's the other side of people.
That's who this is marketed to. This product is marketed to people who don't have a bunch of devices. In their garage and don't want to go buy them, don't know how to use them, don't want to learn how to use them and spend however many hours you need to
do
that.
This article basically described the machine as something for geeks that have never built anything
before. This is for gun geeks who don't want to, you know, people who want to build a gun that don't want to actually build the gun themselves, that don't want to do it, put their own hands on it.
They don't necessarily want to become machinists, but then again, people may well, I mean, a lot of people, back in the day, they used to make these things called Heathkit radios. And they were the coolest thing. It was a radio that was delivered to you in pieces, and you put it together yourself.
Yeah.
And as a learning project, that was fascinating, you know. And unfortunately, they've kind of fallen out of favor with solid state. There isn't as much of that kind of stuff around anymore.
It sounds to me like it's a difference between spending 30 hours and spending a couple of hours on it.
You think that's where you're way wrong.
So how many? What do you think? How long do you think it would take with using the traditional?
Well, let's get into the story here.
Because you said you had a Wired article on this.
I do.
Let's hear what the Wired article is.
Which is coming from the position that the three of us are, which is to say, near complete ignorance.
About this process.
That's
a good thing because it gives us an idea of like how long did it? And does it actually have them like hours? Like how many hours did it take them for different doing it in different ways?
Yeah. So,
okay, let's hear it.
So this is Wired magazine. This was actually written back in 2015. It's Andy Greenberg, actually.
Okay.
Longtime listeners of the show will recognize the name. He's the guy who did a lot of the reporting on the Silk Road case for Wired magazine. Anyway, he writes that he has built a ghost gun. And he says it explains the term, which we've gotten into. Again, it's the non-traceable firearm from scratch. He says, I did this mostly alone. I have virtually no technical understanding of firearms and a Cro-Magnon man's mastery of power tools. Still, I made a fully metal, functional, and accurate AR-15. To be specific, I made the rifle's lower receiver. That's the body of the gun, the only part that U.S. law defines and regulates as a firearm. All I needed for my entirely legal do-it-yourself gunsmithing project was about 6 hours, a 12-year-old's understanding of computer software, an $80 chunk of aluminum, and a nearly featureless black 1-cubic-foot desktop milling machine called the Ghost Gunner. Now, this is the original Ghost Gunner.
Okay, so they advertise on the site that it takes about an hour, and he's saying it's about 6, so...
We're talking about the Ghost Gunner.
This is the original Ghost Gunner.
The one on the site is now Ghost Gunner 2.
Okay, so they've
got that may be better.
Maybe better, okay.
It's a larger form factor, I think, as well.
The Ghost Gunner, he says, explains what it is. We already told you what that is. So they talk about the Liberator. Defense Distributed's DIY gun making has advanced from plastic to metal. Like other CNC mills, the Ghost Gunner uses a digital file to carve objects out of aluminum. With the first shipments of this sold-out machine starting this spring, the group intends to make it vastly easier for normal people to fabricate gun parts out of a material that's practically as strong as the stuff used in industrially manufactured weapons. In early May, I got a Ghost Gunner, the first of these rare CNC mills loaned to a media outlet, and tried it out. I'm going to give away the ending. Aside from a brief, single brief hardware hiccup, it worked remarkably well. In fact, the Ghost Gunner worked so well that it may signal a new era in the gun control debate, one where the barrier to legally building an untraceable, durable, and deadly semi-automatic rifle has reached an unprecedented low point in cost and skill. Mm-hmm. But the Ghost Gunner represents an evolution of amateur gun making, not a revolution. Homebrew gunsmiths have been making ghost guns for years, machining lower receivers. These are the people writing the comments that you were reading. Machining lower receivers to legally assemble rifles that fall outside of the scope of American firearms regulations. In fact, when we revealed the Ghost Gunner's existence last year, the comments section of my story flooded with critics pointing out that anyone can do the same garage gunsmithing work with an old-fashioned drill press. I could hardly judge the fancy new CNC mill in Wired's office without trying that method, too.
Or anybody could whittle a duck out of wood, too, but it would take them a while.
Or, for that matter, Defense Distributed's previous trick, building gun parts with a 3D printer. Before I realized exactly what I was getting into, I determined to try all three methods in a ghost gun-making case study. I would build an untraceable AR-15 in all three ways I'd heard of, using the old-fashioned drill press method. Like the people online, you can do. A commercially available 3D printer, and finally, Defense Distributed's new gun-making machine. So, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Almost no one, he says, builds a ghost gun from scratch, and I didn't either. The shortest path to building an untraceable AR-15 requires only that you build one relatively simple component yourself, a part that's become the focus of a fierce gun control controversy, the lower receiver. U.S. gun regulations have focused on the lower receiver because it's the essential core of the gun. It holds together the stock, the grip, the ammunition's magazine, and the upper receiver, which includes the barrel and chamber where the cartridges detonate.
Mm-hmm. As that lower receiver really brings the whole gun together.
Indeed. As Doug Wickland, senior curator at the NRA Museum, explained to me, the lower receiver always has carried the serial number because it's the part that remains when the others wear out and are replaced, like the frame of a bicycle or the motherboard of a computer. It's the nucleus of the machine around which everything else is constructed. It's worth noting that buying an AR-15 in the U.S. isn't hard, but the privacy-minded, as well as those disqualified from gun purchases by criminal records or mental illness, can make their own lower receiver and purchase all of the other parts, which are subject to nearly zero regulation.
I don't think they can do that legally if you're an ex-felon or con or whatever.
You cannot legally make your own gun if you're a felon. That's correct.
Yes, I thought.
But that, the point is that you could buy...
It's just, right.
As a felon, you can buy these parts. There's nothing prohibited you to buying these parts. Am I right about that, Rich?
Probably, but
it's dicey.
I wouldn't want to be that
guy. You wouldn't
want
to get caught with all
ran
those parts?
Across them and he had everything. Basically, if you get caught with that much stuff and you're a felon, you're at least going to court.
Probably.
I don't know if you're going to jail.
So we're coming up. His experience, trying it the old-fashioned way and doing it the new way on the way here. 855-450-FREE. If you want to jump in here with your experience, we'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.